This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible. Come dance all around the world. Dance with the birds and the music. We want you to see. Surrounds you. Who came knocking at the door? A little girl in a long white gown. Who came running to answer the door? A little man with a worried frown. Dance all around. With the birds and the music, we want you to see the world.
I want you to see the world with me.
And see all the beauty that surrounds you. Who came knocking at the door? Little man with a worried frown. Who came running to answer the door? A dragon and a man dressed up as a clown. Dance all around the world.
Dance all around the world with me.
Dance with the birds and the music. We want you to see the world.
I want you to see the world with me.
And see all the beauty that surrounds.
And so they danced until they came to a beautiful castle on a lonely hill. There lived a prince with his two wise tutors and two guards. Come, dance around the world with us, said the man in brown. But no, cried the tutors, for a prince must learn of law and justice. But a prince should also know the sound of the wind in the trees and the song of the crickets, said the man in brown. He must stay, they said, and learn of government and diplomacy. But surely a tutor, a teacher should know the secrets of the moon and the feel of a mountain stream on his feet. Well, we must guard him, said the guards. Surely even a guard should know the feel of the wind on his face and the surge of life in his hands. And so the guards threw down their weapons, and the tutors put aside their books and gowns, and they threw open the castle gates and danced out into the fields.
Uncertainty, wilderness society. not peace basically a matter of human rights? The right to live out our lives without fear of devastation? The right to breathe air as nature provided it? The right of future generations to a healthy existence?
Homegrown on Totally Kiwi Tuesday. Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Grey Raphael.
In my younger days, I used to dig that rock and roll. Give me such a high and really supercharge my soul. Oh, today's a fact, morning, Mr. Rock and Roll. What kind of silly, but the rhythm made you get up and jive. We had a long tall Sally who used to make my body come alive. Oh, there's a back in morning 1955. The
was kind of groovy with a bit of boogie-woogie Jerry Lee. Oh, roll over, Beta Holland, leave the rock and rollin' to me. When I was 16, I used to dig that rhythm and blues. Spread the word around and tell everybody the news. Oh, it's good days are back, I'm dustin' on my blue suede shoes. A bit of boogie woogie Jerry Lee. Oh, roll over, Beta Holland, leave the rock and rollin' to me. When I was 16, I used to dig that rhythm and blues. Spread the word around, tell everybody the news. Oh, the good days are back, I'm dusting off my blue suede shoes.
Totally Kiwi Tuesday. Back with you for the first time in 2023. Greg Rafael here. How you doing? Nice to be back with you. Hope you had a good Christmas and New Year period. My Christmas was rather different because my family were spread all around the place during the festive season. So I caught up with a couple of really good friends on Christmas Day afternoon after church. Had a fairly quiet New Year, but spent some time with my mate in Palmerston after New Year, and that was good too. And instead of one big family catch-up that you have over Christmas, I've had lots of little ones. And I don't know about you, I mean, big family gatherings are awesome, but I find the smaller ones better because you get to talk more and get to do more together and stuff. New Year's resolutions, well, one that popped to mind just recently is not spending so much time on social media, but not getting off to a good start with that because I actually found myself checking social media as I was coming in tonight, but we shall try. And maybe, apart from when I'm here going to bed a little earlier at night, how about you? Lots more great Kiwiana coming your way, including some John Hanlon just around the corner, some Simple Image, Buddy Walters with Brandy on the way, and John Stevens with that classic cut Jezebel, just to name a few of the tracks we'll be spinning for you tonight. Plus, we take a look at celebrity birthdays for you soon. For News of the Weird this week, we go to Shepherdsville, Kentucky, for a rather amusing story about how your eyes and brain can really deceive you. This is really interesting, actually. This week's top five, we take a look at the top five myths, top five fun facts about soap. We wrap up the show just before midnight by having a look at what happened on this day in entertainment history. Welcome back to Totally Kiwi Tuesday for 2023 on Radio Hawke's Bay, with you now on 1431 AM and 104.7 FM.
Rolling green, tomorrow all this beauty won't remain. rainfall from above and splashes on the ground, goes running down a mountain to the sea, and leaping over pebbles makes such a joyful sound, such is Mother Nature's gift to me. I have grave reflection, reflection of a grave, trees that once lived green now dead brown.
It's Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Gray.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all you celebrities. Happy birthday to you.
With a sunshine smile upon my face, my friends, a class at hand.
Well, first up on the birthday list for today, the 24th of January 2023, Ernest Borgnine was born today in 1917. Neil Diamond was born today in 1941. Aaron Neville of the Neville Brothers in a solo career, he was born today in 1941 as well. Sharon Tate, actress, was born today in 1943. Of course, she was killed during Charlie Manson's insane time in the 60s. Warren Zevon was born today in 1947. Died of cancer, I think, in 2003? Yeah, I think so. And John Belushi was born today in 1949. Gotta say, love the Blues Brothers film. Absolutely love that film. Could watch that almost every week and never get bored with it. But still trying to recover from the trauma of the sequel that was put out in 2000. Absolutely shocking sequel. Anyway, those are today's celebrity birthday. So if it is your birthday today or over the next week, those are some of the famous people sharing their day with you. Have a wonderful birthday from all of us here, all the team at Radio Hawke's Bay, with you now on 1431 AM, 104.7 FM. Here's Buddy Walters on Totally Kiwi Tuesday.
Away, oh, grand.
It's Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Gray. It's Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Gray Raphael.
Watch out, young love.
It's a loser's game. Yeah, but you know that now. Who's the lady who whispers lightly from her lips? Some sign of Aphrodite or a grave apocalypse? Don't ask this one for guidance. Don't follow her directives till you've heard her tell her story. And when she dances, she spins pirouettes and fire, carving chain defenses when the lady plays desire. Gone with our chances, all the gazes and the glances. Oh boy, he tried to follow her, to what does she aspire? She's
out on the street.
Out on the street.
Out on the street.
And she talks to everyone she meets. She tells me she's right, but she knows that she's wrong. With prayers of hope, I try to reconcile my fears. The chances of survival as she crucifies the years. She says living's a hoax, that no one has the answers. So she spits at love and drags my tears, marks time as she dances.
Out on the street,
out on the street,
out on the street.
And she
knows she's wrong. Yes, she'll vamp around town, trying so hard to be cool. And wanton, and she moves with the sound. God, the lady never frowns, though she's pushing me away. That's all right, she's okay. She's
out on the street.
She talks to everyone she meets.
Out on the street.
She's no illusion. She tells me she's right, but she knows she's wrong.
Out on the street.
And she talks to everyone she meets.
Out on the street.
She's no illusion. She tells me she's right, but she knows she's wrong. She knows she's wrong. But it's hard to be brave when all the bravest are against you.
Well, for News of the Weird, for the first time in 2023, we go to Shepherdsville, Kentucky, where police responded to a phone call from a local resident when she said that she saw a man standing in her neighbour's front yard, barely covered, with what appeared to be a hose between his legs. Oh dear. Well, police, of course, responded to the call, only to discover that the visitor to the neighbourhood was actually a mannequin dressed like Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Christmas film Christmas Vacation. For her part, the homeowner, Joni Kenny, decided to put the guest on display so that she could pay tribute to her favourite Christmas movie, give her neighbours a laugh and have a bit of fun. Yes, when police arrived, they discovered the mannequin was wearing a robe, holding a cigar, a hat, and a beer, and also holding a hose. Well, the police, for their part, did have a good laugh at the story, and they even took some photos for their Facebook page. The local police chief was quoted as saying to the media, "There's never a dull moment in this job." Well, it's kind of cool that the procedures were followed and the issue was dealt with properly, and that people could take the time to see the funny side of it. And that is News of the Weird for the first time in 2023. I'm Grey Raphael.
Be
It's Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Gray. It's Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Gray Raphael.
You tried my best to be forgiven. I can't go on living with your lies.
No, I don't mean it. I want you to
no,
stay.
No, no, no.
No, I don't mean it. I want you to stay.
There's one thing that I'm still sure of. I won't ever see no more of you.
No, I don't mean it. I want you to
no,
stay.
No, no,
no.
Baby, go away. Baby, baby, go away. Baby, baby, go away. Oh, baby, baby, go away.
No, 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 don't come any closer. Oh, no, 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 don't come any closer.
Taking you back to the 60s with Alison Durbin and Don't Come Any Closer on Totally Kiwi Tuesday right here on Radio Hawke's Bay with you now on 1431 AM, 104.7 FM. And since we've just ended the Christmas season, you know, where a lot of us are saturated in soaps, deodorants and aftershaves, I thought it might be fun to take a look at the top 5 fun facts about soap. So, if you're looking for a first date icebreaker, a job interview icebreaker, or a work water cooler icebreaker, this is the place to be. Here's tonight's top 5 fun facts about soap. Number 5. Did you know by the 1950s, synthetic and chemical detergent had all but replaced soap for washing clothes in developed countries? It wasn't until the new millennium that the demand for a reducing carbon footprint brought about the release of more biodegradable, environmentally friendly products. Yeah, of course, now most of the things we buy have ratings on them, don't they? Interesting. At number 4, in 1868, B.J. Johnson developed the first formula for liquid soap made from palm oil and olive oils. He called it palm olive. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was really interesting. So that's where the name palm olive came from. First liquid soap for household cleaning followed shortly after, made from pine oil. Wow. Number 3. Late in the 1600s was when people began to make the connection between personal hygiene, or lack thereof, and disease. So that's when personal bathing became more important for many countries around the world. Coming in at number 2. As Roman civilization advanced, so did the concept of bathing. The first of the Roman baths were built in 1312 BC. It was thought that the use of soap for cleaning yourself was propagated throughout the Roman Empire. There you go. And coming in at number 1 on tonight's top 5 fun facts about soap. Ancient Roman legend suggests that soap derived its name from Mount Sapo. From here, rainwater, washed, melted animal fats, wood and ash, both used for sacrifices into the river below, where the soap mixture was found to benefit the washing of clothes and blankets. There you go. That's tonight's top 5, the top 5 fun facts about soap. This is Totally Kiwi Tuesday on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM, 104.7 FM. Let's get back into tunes. Here's some Dragon from 1978, April Sun and Tuba.
Kiwi Cheap. It's Totally Kiwi Tuesday with Gray.
Sierra Leone,
today in entertainment history.
Well, it was first up to date in 1969 that Jethro Tull played their first professional gig as the opening band for Led Zeppelin. It was today in 1970 that John and Yoko announced they were shaving their heads after having extremely long hair, and they said they were doing it once again to promote peace. Good on them. And finally today, in 1995, Van Halen released their album Balance. It was their last album with singer Sammy Hagar. Well, that is today in entertainment history. That is today's show. Thank you so much for being here. Really enjoyed hanging out with you for the first time in the new year. Have yourself a spectacular, unforgettable week. Keep it locked right here for all the best in music, information and entertainment. This is Radio Hawke's Bay. Voice of the Bay, with you now on 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Catch you next week.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.